Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special school for Norma and Sushi Yichyu. In Nishmas, Mala Sester Basrik Shmuel, Sos Yosef Eliyob and Rivka Chavi, Shalab Zivu Kogin and Heva. And Lashus Nechagidal Basrik Chaim Tzvi, Mirabai Nabaz Golda, Mudavas Hanadina, Brahzor Hose Adem, Hemuchol Nimalem, Aaron Yisor Moshe Mordechai, Arayan Yisor Moshe Mordechai, Moshe Pechdina, Brahzor Hose Yodav. We're learning a tshuva here of Reinu Rabbeinu, Hagoyin HaTzadik, Rabbi Yekusei Yehuda Halberstam, the Heilige Koizenburg Rebbe. He has a set of svarim called the Divrei Yatziv, which is just Ge'enis, Ge'enis. It's a pleasure to learn, especially Barabim. There's a tshuva that he wrote in Tzfas, Vov Elul, exactly 54 years ago and a few days. Adoni Avi Zikni Beshut Avnei Tzedek Evan Ezel Simen Nun Vov V'divra Masl Midi. So my grandfather in his Tshuvas Avnei Tzedek in Simen Nun Vov brings Mashakosav Choisnai Hagoyin HaKadosh Av Beis Din Tol Tshva V'sifro Tol Tzadim P'sachim Lamed Beis V'sugit Tzvum As Chometz Loike. So it says that so he's quoting his Shver, the holy Gain of Tol Tshuva, in his Sefer Toldos Adam, Toldos Adam, Psachim 32, in the Sugya of Trumas Chometz, that a Zar that eats Truma gets Malkus. Akaswa Tesvis, Gabe Nazir, the Lave, Asura Safe, Kevin Kibla Sobla Nishal. So the of Beis Din of Kehilas Tol Tshuva in the Sefer Toldos Adam as Sakasha, that it says in the Gemara that a Zar, a non-coin that eats Truma, gets Malkus. How can that be? Because Tosis writes in Malkus 15b that a Nazir who drinks, why is it not a Hasra Safek? Hasra Safek is when you warn the person, but it's not bad that they didn't do the Aver, they're going to be punished. A Nazir should be Hasra Safek because he could be Shoal on the Nazirus. So why is it not Hasra Safek? And the answer is because he was Mekabel Hasra. Once he was Mekabel Hasra, and he was not shoyel and the hasra, as mukmin and leah chazaka, we assert his chazaka, he's not going to be shoyel, it's mekabel hasra. He did what he did, so we'll just assume that it's going to remain that way and he's not going to be shoyel. So, vazoi, that's only shaykh if you eat your own tum. That he was mekabel hasra. So, mukmin and leah chazaka. So he eats his own tum, he was mekabel hasra not to eat it. So we're mamed him in his chazaka that he's not going to be shoyel. In other words, just like a nazir, we're mamed him in his chazaka, he's not shoyel in the nazirus. He's a cheskas nazir. So if somebody eats his own tumah, so he's mekabel hasra, we're mamed him in a cheskasai that he's not going to be shoyel on the tumah. But let's say he eats his friend's tumah. He eats truma that belongs to his friend. So the Baal HaTruma wasn't Mekabel HaSor. So we have no chazaka that he's not going to be shayel. When a person is Mekabel HaSor, so we have a chazaka that it's going to remain that way. That whatever they did, they're not going to be shayel on it. Not going to be shayel in the Zir, it's not going to be shayel in the truma. But in this case, if Ruvain ate Shimon's truma, so how can you give Ruvain Malkus for eating truma? Shimon might be shoyel, and you can't say there's a chazak, he's in Kabbalah Sroh, he's never Kabbalah Sroh. Like Bazoi, the Sroh they gave to Ruvain is a Sroh Sophic, there should be no Malkus. Ad kan mi divrei kotshoi shel hagoin hakodosh of bezdin kihilas tolchva. And on that asks the Rebbe's Zayde, the Heilige Avnei Tzedek, from Tesis in Gittin, and the Flamed Gimel Amid Aleph, that the reason we are mamid her acheskasa, she achshav nisua. The Gemara there teaches us that every kiddushin is contingent on the consent of chachamim, and when a person is mevatel get b'fnei beis din, the chachamim utilize this contingency and retract the entire marriage. So it's like the woman was never married. So then we had a kasha. If that's true, how are you mechayiv an eishes isha zinsa? It's as so as suffix, because the husband can send a get, be mevatelit, lo shalob if nabe based and be mevatelit, and then the chacham were mafkir the kedushin. So it turns out they were never married. So how do you ever, how are we ever mechayiv an ishes ishes zinsa misa? So the answer is, Tosfos says, that mukminin la cheskasa, that now she's married, she's going to remain married. Dim loikain, if that weren't the case, if you were in mamidar cheskasa, nozir sheishesi yayin amai loike, a nozir that was drinking wine, how does he get malchus? Ah, he can be shoyal on the nazirus. It must be mamidar cheskasa that he's going to remain in nozir. What then? Your mom and this woman are cheskasa that she's not going, and now she's in a sewer, and that the kedushin is not going to be uprooted. So frekt the Heilig Avnei Tzedek, what's the raya from Nazir? I mean, Nazir, there is a chazoka that he's going to remain in Nazir, and therefore you give him Malkus, because he's Makabal HaSroi. Mashen kein linyan eish ha-si'ish. Leke lemei marhochi legabei Baal. What's the chashash? The chashash is going to, Baal is going to send a get, and then be mevatelit b'fnei beis din, and then the kedushin is going to be annulled. So when you give the woman hasra, it's hasra suffik, because maybe the Baal is going to annul the kedushin. You can't say the Baal was mekabel hasra. The Baal is never mekabel hasra, only the woman was. So that's a shtark kasha from the Avnei Tzedek on Hishver. Make foregen oifen shver. You're allowed to ask questions even on your father-in-law. So ein sham the Avnei Tzedek and Simen Nun Vov, Simen Nun Zayin and Simen Nun Ches. Manir la niyus daiti. So how are we going to be miyashiv the shita of the of Beis Din of Kehilas Tolchva, the author of the Toldos Adam? Who says that the reason a person has a chazaka is because they were makabel hasroi. If that were true, then the woman wouldn't have a chazaka. That she's married because the man was never makabel hasroi. Maybe he is going to do a maisa to make the marriage annulled by being mevatel, sending a get, and then nullifying it b'fnei beis din, which the Gemara says causes an annulment of the marriage. So there's no raya from Nazir. Nazir, the Nazir is Mekabel HaSoy. So you're right, he has a Cheskas Nazir, but the woman, the man, the Chashash, the man's going to uproot the marriage. V'anir l'ani yuzdaiti liyashiv. So what does the Heilige Rebbe say? So Tosis first teretz is that you know why you can give a, you can be mechayev a woman misa, because most people don't divorce their wives, and most people when they send a get aren't mevatel the get. So you have a roiv, and then they write ve'oid du'ukmin and achizkoso she achshav nisu. And in addition to that, we're mamid and her chazaka that she's now married and therefore she's going to remain that way. So we can say that it's really one teretz. She yesh loymar dechadet teirutzahu v'rak v'tfuyei asu. We could say it's really one teretz, and the second clause of the teretz is really adding on to the first clause. V'shiu devreim kachu, and azoi mind taisvus. Chado, number one, the Baal is not going to send a get and be mevatel because the roiv don't get divorced. And when they do get divorced, the roiv aren't mevatel the get, shalei b'fanel. V'im toima, shehi tevakesh mimenu, v'tavtzir boy, shiyasekein, b'chdei lahatzila mimisa. And if you're going to say no, she's going to beg him. She's going to say, please save me from misa, please send me a get. And be mevatel it. So she's going to beg him. V'leishayach hayru b'she'en megorshim. K'evin she'ben kach organoysa, v'yesh mokoim lochush, she'al yidei hav tzarasa, yasekein. So here we're losing our roiv. You're right. Roiv men don't divorce their wives, and if they do, they're not shelech getting mevatel. But in a case where she was mezaneh, so she's going to beg him. And then the roiv goes out the window. So we could say he's likely to listen to her in such a case. So lezeho sifu, shehi lo tasekein li notzlam an isur ve'al oinesh. Kevin shekibla asroeh, she's not going to do this in order to save herself from the Yis and the Yaris. Why? Because since she was Mekabel HaSua, we're Mamed in her Chazaka that she's now in a Sua. And we're not going to be Choshesh that she's going to do Shtik in order to extract herself from this Isur and this Oinesh. Because she was Mekabel HaSor. So that's what the Rebbe Tolchva wanted to say. That when the person's Mekabel HaSor, they have a Chazaka. So he said, it's the husband doing the Maisa here, and he was never Mekabel HaSor. Yeah, but the woman was. And since the woman was Mekabel HaSor, the assumption is that she's going to stick with it. She knew darn well what she was doing when she did it. And just like she knew at the time that it was going to be Mechayev or Misa, she's not going to change her mind afterwards. It's a chazaka that she's going to stay a married woman and she's not going to beg her husband to send the get and nullify it. Well, the Gufa Dovo, that the Tolshva Rebbe wanted to say that a Nazir is Becheskaso because he was Mekabel HaSor, the Pshitale, because he's understanding that even by Malkus, he has to be Mekabel HaSor, Be'emeslav Milsa the Pshita is Nishposhet, because the Tumim in Simen Lamed Ches, Soifti Ramasu Vida, is machlit shelegabe malchus lo tzuchim lekabel alav asra rak b'misa. You don't learn malchus from misa. However, the lechem mishnah in the 12th paragraph of Sanhedrin Lecha Beis writes that from the fact that Rambam includes malchus with misa, it's mashma. The Rambam holds that toward in the malchus that he has to be matir himself and be makabel that asra. And so it's the Rambam beferush beperek yutches, because and this reason is because misa's malchus makom misa. V'hedjegam b'Rashi, pe'alef on the beis, the ramaschal history boy v'shosak. U'milo hitiratzmo l'malkus, so you have to be mad at yourself for malkus. Toisus in tumura daf zayin amar alef. V'kibala v'asoa v'amam naskein ani yose. V'lav achiloi loki, so you see also according to him, you have to makabal upon yourself the malkus. In the Orch Lener and Sanhedrin and the Fein Aleph and Ralef, in the Mishnah, in Enu Shemeh B'Kolenu V'lo Chirshim, he was already Tamei on the Tumim, Ayin Sham. So we have numerous Rishonim, not like the Tumim, that you have to Makabel upon yourself. The Einish Malkus, unlike the Tumim, says you don't have to. Another way of dealing with the Avnei Tzedek's kash is to say that the Baal is doing an Isser when he's Mevatel, as we see in the Get, as we see in Kedushin Yud Beis Amud Beis. So Mehechi tasted that he's going to do an Isser. So Mehmela, she doesn't, in this case, she doesn't have to be Mekabel Asar. With no chash, the husband's going to be over the sister. If being Mevatel the Get. And not only that, but there's shittas that, even though afkeinu, but it might still be kedushin de rabbanan. Discussed at length in various tshuvas. So even on the tzad that in order to save her, he's going to send her again and be mevatel to afkei the kedushin, but it's not mufka legamrei the inyan of eishes ish. So therefore, the chazaka that she's in the su is stronger than afkeinu. Shein b'ze cheskas pnuya. Even if they do afkeinu, she's still not going to go back and be a pnuya. She's still going to remain a pseudo eishes ish. So therefore, the chazaka that she's a nesua. And it's going to remain in a suah. It's much stronger than the chashash that he's going to be mevatel. Because even on the tzad that she's mevatel, she's going to remain an eishes ish de rabbanon. So that empowers her cheskas nesuah. Because b'chol mikra she's going to remain in a suah, even if he's mafkir. So Memela, she remains with her Cheskas Nesua, and there's no Chash. We're not concerned that he's going to be Mevatel the Get, and we can be Mechayev her Misa. Because again, even on the tzad that he's Mevatel, she still remains an Eishes Ish. So that status, I'm not 100% sure that I chapat what I was saying here, but that status of being in a Suah is much stronger than her tzad penuya, because there's no tzad at all, she's going to be a penuya. She's only, she's not, she remains in a suah no matter what. So the question is, she in a suah de rabbanon or a suah de araisa? She remains in a suah no matter what. So since anyway she remains in a suah no matter what, so we say that the chazaka of him not being mafkia is stronger than not being mevatel to get, is stronger than the concern that he will be mevatel to get. Afla tzad shekdei latzil yishlach get v'yevatel, afkir kedushim mekom kom lomufka legamrei inyan eishes ish. She still remains an eishes ish. But is it tov v'yoser ha-chazaka she-nesua me-atzad afkinu? And here the chazaka that she's nesua is stronger than Afkinu's side, because the Afkinu doesn't have a cheskas pnuya. If Afkinu made her into a pnuya, so that would be a counter to the cheskas nesua. Either one hand she's a cheskas nesua, on the other hand he can, maybe he's going to make her into a pnuya. But since b'chol mikra she's remaining with a cheskas nesua, even though if she becomes a cheskas nesua de rabbanan, then there's no chiyuv misa. She's an only Eishes Ish de Rabbanan, and there's no Chiyuv Misa. But that's not a powerful menaget, apparently. I think this is what the Rebbe is saying. That's not a powerful contrast, counter to the Cheskas Nesua de Raisa, the Cheskas Nesua de Rabbanan. Only a Cheskas Pnuya would be a counter. Hashem came benazir, sheneged ha-chazak al-hamshach ha-metzias ha-kadem, seish chazak ha-shalayanaseh ha-shaviyish ha-viyishal. By a nazir, there's two strong stadim. On one hand, he was a nazir. On the other hand, we have a chazaka that he's not going to do an isser and he's going to be shoah. That's a strong enough counterweight. So for that, you need a hachacha And he was Makabal Asra. So Vaday lo Yishal. He's not going to be Shoyal. Daika Bazenis Batla Chazaka Shalayasi Isser. And that's Mavatla Chazaka. And he's going to be Shoyal in order not to do the Isser. Because there's a Makabal Asra, but here you don't need to come on to that. So Daika ben Nazir, the Tolshev Rebbe holds that you require hochacha that he was mekabel asra to be mechazek the chazaka that the previous mitzvah is going to continue. But not by nesuin. By nesuin, you don't need that. Because either, like we said at the first teretz, we said that the two teutzim are really one. That roev aren't megarish nishasem, and even if she begs him, he's not going to do it. She's not going to beg him because she was already in mekabel asur. Or he's not going to uproot it because there's an isser involved, and who said he's going to do the isser? Or we're not choshish for the Afghanu because anyway she's going to remain an Eishas Ish. Which again, maybe she'll be an Eishas Ish de Rabbanon. But that, and this I'm not 100% clear on. Anyone can enlighten me, but that's why I read the Lashon of the Heilige Rebbe so people can understand what he's saying. So even on the Tzad, that's he's going to send the get to be Mafkiya the Kedushim, but it's not going to be Mufka Lagamre. Therefore, the chazaka that she's in a su is stronger because she's staying in a su no matter what. That cheskas in su remains because there's no strong counter, there's no cheskas penui against it. It's just a cheskas in su de oraisa, it might turn into an in su de rabbana, but she remains with the cheskas in su. So that's not a strong enough counter like a penuiya. That's the pshat. So Mitzvah Shem, when the Rebbe comes back after Tchias HaMesim, can ask him what he meant. We know there. Okay, there's a lot of things to say on the sugya. We've already discussed it in other shiurim, so hopefully we'll continue. It's fascinating process. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.